A former Canton man has been sentenced to prison for sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl. 42-year-old Daniel Cosma pleaded guilty today to 3 counts of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor and 1 count of gross sexual imposition. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp sentenced him to 16 to 20 years behind bars. Prosecutors say the abuse began in February 2022 and continued until July of 2024. Cosma, a registered sex offender, previously served 9 years in prison for a separate sexual assault case. He must again register as a Tier 3 offender after his release. Authorities are asking for help finding a missing teen. 16-year-old Denaria Long was last seen earlier today walking near Carroldale Avenue and 3rd Street Northeast in Canton Township. She is black, 5'9", about 110 pounds, with short hair. Long was wearing black leggings, a tie-dyed sweater, and a gray coat, and was carrying a large black duffel bag and a Lilo and Stitch cup. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says she may be heading toward the Akron area. Anyone with information should call the Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. Services for Canton Police Officer David Walgamott will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at New Point Community Church in Dover. Friends may call Monday from 5 to 7 at the church, with Fraternal Order of Police Services beginning at 4:45. Walgamott, a 19-year veteran of the Canton Police Department, died Monday from injuries in a crash on Cherry Avenue Southeast while driving to work. He was 47. The incident is under investigation. A ceremony honoring the late Stark County Sheriff-elect Michael McDonald will take place Friday morning. Sheriff Eric Wiseburn will host a rededication of the Memorial Garden in McDonald's honor outside the main entrance of the county jail. The garden was recently moved to its permanent location during construction. McDonald began his career with the Sheriff's Office in 1976 and advanced through the ranks to Chief Deputy. He was elected Sheriff in 2012 but died in February of the following year before taking office. The public is invited to attend the ceremony, which starts at 11:30. A Portage County grand jury has indicted an Akron man accused of firing a gun during a fight at a bar in Kent. 19-year-old Jack Massey faces multiple felony charges. They include having weapons under disability, possession of a firearm in a liquor permit premises, tampering with evidence, and inducing panic. Police say Massey fired a shot at Bar Lucci on North Water Street October 30th. A trial is scheduled for December 16th. Massey is being held on $250,000 bond. Youngstown police are investigating after shots were fired at a vehicle on I-680 Tuesday afternoon. A driver told officers a man in a white SUV stood up through the sunroof and fired several rounds from an automatic rifle near the South Avenue exit. The victim's car was hit multiple times, including one round that struck the engine block and disabled the vehicle. The SUV then stopped at the Shirley Road exit, where the shooter fired more shots before speeding away. No injuries were reported. 4 men have been acquitted of felonious assault in the January 12th beating of a man at a Boardman bar. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Scott Krishbaum announced his verdict today after hearing closing arguments in the bench trial of Kyle Patterson, Tyler Dogata, Luke Collins, and Caleb Gearhart. Prosecutors alleged the men attacked the victim in a bathroom at Double Bogies on Market Street, but defense attorneys argued the victim's testimony was not credible. The judge agreed, clearing all 4 defendants of the charge. A Youngstown woman has pleaded not guilty today to a murder charge in connection with a fatal shooting on the city's west side. 22-year-old Deviana Taylor is accused of killing 22-year-old Alicia Brown September 6th at a Terrell Avenue apartment. Police say the shooting followed an argument between the women. Taylor remains in jail on $1 million bond. A tentative trial date is set for November 24th in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Security upgrades are planned for the new Youngstown High School in time for next year. The Youngstown School Board approved the plan to install a gatehouse and upgraded fencing at the site, which is currently East High School. According to the Vindicator, the gatehouse will contain a security system similar to those used in other district buildings to identify visitors before they enter. It allows for background checks and identity verification. The large grassy area around the school will be improved and possibly a sign installed to spotlight special achievements by students. The cost is expected to be over $1.2 million. A Majorie man accused of killing his sister has been found competent to stand trial. Today, Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sean O'Brien issued the ruling for 62-year-old John Zanoli. He is charged with aggravated murder and abuse of a corpse and the shooting death of his sister, 65-year-old Janice Zanoli. She was found dead March 1st in her 3rd Street home. Police say John Zanoli spent several days in the house after the shooting and threatened suicide before he was arrested. He's due back in court for a pretrial hearing December 14th, with a trial slated for February 17th. A suspected shoplifter caused a power outage in Liberty Tuesday morning. According to WKBN-TV, police called the Walmart pursued the suspect to Belmont Avenue and Colonial Drive, where his vehicle hit a utility pole. The pole and wires were taken down onto Colonial. About 1,100 First Energy customers were without power for about 2.5 hours. The suspect was taken into custody. The Ohio BCI is investigating an Akron police shooting that left a man seriously injured Tuesday night. Around 9 p.m., officers were called to a fight outside a business on Albrecht Avenue. Police say an intoxicated man pointed a gun at several people before confronting an officer who then fired. The man was taken to a hospital. The officer, who has 4 years of service, is on paid administrative leave while the probe continues. The department will conduct a separate internal investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.